Greece yesterday announced the closure of its state broadcaster in one of the most drastic measures yet in its struggle to shore up its bankrupt state finances and meet the terms of an international bailout. John Carr reports from Athens.
Greeks woke up this morning without a state radio and television network after the government's surprise decision yesterday to shut it down. In a move that threw a shock into the country's media establishment, the government pulled the plug on the ET1, Net and ET3 channels on the grounds that its staffs were overpaid in a time of wrenching economic austerity. An official spokesman accused the ET1 channel in particular of wasting taxpayers' money on a grand scale and remaining bloated, opaque and corrupt. But the move triggered immediate strong protests from all Greece's opposition political parties and, of course, the strong media unions. They vowed to fight for a reversal of the decision, which leaves the private channels masters of the field. At least 2,600 workers have lost their jobs in one blow. The European Broadcasting Union also called for the decision to be reversed. So as the state channels blacked out late last night, thousands gathered in the forecourt of the ET1 building in northern Athens. This morning, some staffers continued putting a program together over the internet, though the presence of riot police ringing the building suggested that the government was prepared to use force to evacuate it. Officials indicated here in Athens today that a new slimmed-down and non-political state broadcaster would be set up in their place. But one thing was clear. The sinful decades when every ruling party could pack the state channels with its own voters and exercise censorship by telephone are well and truly over. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.